part of the show is just me airing out my pits.
And welcome to the Stream of Conscious Podcast. I am your host.
Oh, it's my turn. You did last time.
Fine.
Son of a bitch.
Go ahead.
All right. What, do you have good ones?
No.
All right, well, I'll do it. All right, welcome back to Stream of Consciousness Podcast. This is Joel Candy Cane Cox. I am Joe Snowballs Stout. And this is Jingle All Dwayne, our special guest of the day. See what I did there?
That was nice. That was a good one.
Some preemptive thought into that one. A little proud of myself, not going to lie. All right, this is our Christmas episode.
Guests have just arrived.
Ho, ho, ho. Son of a
The new equipment.
No, don't worry about it.
They don't steal stuff around here. I was going to say, there's kids upstairs.
They know better.
The audience has no idea what's going on right now. All the equipment that we need to do the show
All the new equipment for the show.
Alright, well. Next episode is going to be amazing now. Everybody, expectations are through the roof for the next time. Is it just the live? Is this all stuff for the live episodes, or is it stuff
it's
for
stuff,
just all?
It's stuff to make us a better podcast.
How could it possibly be better than all of this?
Well, there's a new mixer, so we'll all have lovelier microphones.
Nice.
That we can clip on. So that will be
better. I gotta wear my microphone now?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like so much more work.
And
I want better pay.
Okay.
What are we making right now?
Well, Dwayne's getting paid a Happy Meal with episodes.
He's getting scale. I'm not even on the pay.
So
we're actually losing money doing this episode is what's going on.
It's all coming in my pockets, who cares?
Alright, what do we gotta talk about?
Something
Christmassy, something festive.
Oh, you mean like this ugly sweater that I'm
like
wearing?
Something exactly like that ugly sweater. Yes. That is gorgeous. That is what Christmas looks like.
Yep.
That's
I made it myself.
You can hardly tell.
It's supposed to be an ugly sweater, and it's an ugly sweater.
You have accomplished, yes. It lights up and everything. You got the Christmas lights going on.
Mm-hmm.
There. And a little, now, the eyes, they jiggle? Like,
yeah.
If you jiggle, you do the truffle shuffle. Alright, give me something ho-ho-ho-y to talk about.
Let's see. So, Christmas shopping, have you done it yet?
Oh, we have to start, like, super-duper early, because I have four kids. Hi, Annie! I don't do Christmas shopping. Like, we don't do it for each other. Like, we do only for the kids. So, like, we don't get anything Christmas gift-wise. I can't tell you the last time. I mean, it's always something, but it's like, first of all, Sarah's the worst gift giver ever. If like, no matter what it is that I want. Like, I wanted one year, because I always do, like, birthday cakes and stuff for the kids. For their birthdays, I make, like, crazy wild, not just, like, cakes. Like, I make, like, I cut them and form, like, I do cake boss style cakes.
Kind of sounds like cake boss type of stuff.
Yeah, like,
clue.
I go above and beyond. Like, I've made Princess Castle. It was monstrous. I've made Lightning McQueen. I've made Dragon. It's like a dinosaur thing. But I did Minecraft one time. It was, like, a whole Minecraft village. And it was, I had water and the grass and the mountain. It was really cool. So one year I was like, what I really want is like a cake decorating kit, because I'm kind of like, I'm making all this stuff, but I'm making it with like forks and knives.
Right.
The same stuff you have inside your kitchen is what I'm using to make these things with. I don't have any special equipment to do it. So I was like, I really want like a cake, like a decorating set. You know, like the pastry bag and all the different knobs and all the, you know, all the fun stuff to work with. And what I got was four caps, no bag to put them in, but the pastry caps, and that's it. Like, Merry Christmas. Like, and it's not just that. It's like everything she gives is very not, it's like almost what you want, but not at all. It's like whenever you were a kid and you told your mom you want a new pair of Jordans and she brought you home a pair of Velcro McGregors.
Right.
That's basically how she gives. Like, she just doesn't have
shoes.
That money. Yeah, that's...
Kmart,
they were having a sale. But yes, but we don't do, we just really get just for the kids, because by the time we buy for them, money's gone and it's really nothing. So if we do anything for each other, it's more of like a thoughtful kind of thing where we put some thought into it. I did one year, I just bought a wide picture frame, took the crap. cry, I swear to God, I'm taking it back. But yeah, we don't do a lot of gift giving, but we start shopping earlier on. We actually got kind of a late start this year, though. I didn't do a ton of, I still have a lot of shopping to do. There's still a lot to be done. But I'm not, we shop up until Christmas Day. Like, it just has, and here's the thing, is if there's money to be spent, whether it's money we have or just credit available on a credit card so we can pay ourselves further in the debt because we really enjoy being poor, Sarah will spend it. She will find a way to make that money go away. Not for everything. She's fine the rest of the year. As soon as Christmas hits, then all of a sudden, like, just she becomes one of the who's and who-bill and has to, like, just go nuts on all of it. Me, and I'm, like, over there, like, just being the grumpy one going, we still have to pay rent and things like that. And so we don't do a lot of, we do too much Christmas shopping, and then I just sit there, and eventually my heart grows 3 times its size, and then me and my dog Max return all the gifts to all the people.
I do all my shopping online. Amazon's one of the
things. No kidding. You don't strike me as the type of guy who goes to the store, like, to buy, other than, like, toilet paper, and do you buy your toilet paper online?
Not yet.
It's on my to-do list.
Well, the thing is, though, like, 2 days shipping, don't have to talk to people, and it's in stock. I went around looking for a laptop last week. That's horrible. Because nobody ever has what they say they have in stock.
Do you do Black Friday shopping?
Sometimes.
I do
lazy Black Friday shopping.
No. You see, it's more of a Cyber Monday thing, huh?
No. I look for places that have stuff that nobody will go to, like Staples and Kensington, and I'll buy stuff there if it's on sale.
Why is Staples in Kensington? Is it like just a crappy Staples?
Nope. It's actually a very nice Staples, but no one goes there.
Oh, just kind of off the beaten path. Yeah. I didn't get that reference.
Yeah, I do the actual, even lazier Black Friday shopping where I just go after the masses have gone in and tore apart the stores. And I'm like, well, whatever's left, I'll find something for somebody and hopefully can make it work out.
I don't think I've ever gone Black Friday shopping. My older brother's one of those guys that, like, he, and I don't know if he did it this year, but he literally will, like, camp out all night long in front of Best Buy. Just for as soon as they open up the doors, he's one of those maniacs running over little old ladies just to get the 55-inch TV for $100 less or something.
By the way, I have a question for you.
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Fire away.
So we went to your sister's room for dinner.
For Thanksgiving, yeah.
Was that your brother Dave?
Yes. Have you never met my brother Dave?
Supposedly I did once, but I don't remember.
That's wild. Well, how long ago has it been since you met him? Because he might be bigger now since the last time you met him. Because he's put on some weight.
Because I was like, I think it's just brother Dave.
Yes, I can't believe I didn't, like, I never even thought. Like, I just assumed, like, my family's your family. Like, you just know everybody. But, yeah, that's Dave.
I like
because I know you know James very well.
Oh, yeah.
Which, we haven't seen James. I don't know if he's coming in for Christmas or not. He went to California. He may possibly be dead. He might have woke up in a tub of ice.
Missing one or two kidneys.
Yeah. Won't respond to text messages, and maybe he's watching the show. If he is, this is video, right?
Mm-hmm. And,
well, I can't do that? Can we blur it out?
No, you can't.
Just censor it.
It's too late now.
Damage is done. I can do whatever I want. I can say anything I want now, too. You can't stop me. We're live.
That is true.
Yeah. That sweet little old lady that I work with is probably watching this right now, and she's going to be so disappointed in me. All right, so what about you? Did you do all your Christmas shopping? Are you done with your Christmas? What are you doing over there?
We're filming! I'm talking to the one of our fans.
Be professional! You'll get back to them later. We don't need that.
Tell Joe to talk louder.
Am I not talking
louder
enough? Now everybody else has to talk louder. I don't know. All right. Is that okay? Is that a good spot for that? I just totally ruined the show. I probably just unplugged the microphone.
Yeah, let's probably want to get closer then.
Yeah, well,
the rest of the show we'll be doing in sign language.
I know, right?
That's all the sign language I know. And actually, some of that was wrong.
Of course it was. My shopping is not finished. It will be finished by Tuesday.
By Tuesday? You have mapped out when you finish your shopping?
Well, I make all the orders, and then I just have to come in.
So you've done all your shopping. You just
I've done half my shopping. The other half I have to finish.
I'm so confused with what your system is.
I buy stuff online, Joe, and once I make the order, it will be here.
So you've already done the shopping, you're just waiting for receiving.
I've not done the shopping yet. I'm doing the shopping.
Then, damn it, how do you know it's going to be done on Tuesday?
It takes like 5 minutes to order stuff.
What if it's sold out?
It won't be sold out.
Who do you shop for?
Tara, Kristen, her family, my parents, and I try to make dark deals with everybody else and not buy me gifts, so I can buy them gifts. Since you and I have had the deal since 2002.
I didn't know we even had a deal, I just wasn't buying you things. I'm glad that I could do that for you. I'm getting you the same thing this year as I got you last year. Nothing. And I expect the same return. Now, can you hear me? Am I talking loud enough now? Did nobody hear the last 5 minutes of conversation? Yeah. We have to wait 12 seconds for Andy to let us know whether or not the show's going okay.
Oh, she said me. So I'm guessing we have to buy Andy a gift.
No, we're not buying Andy a gift. She's going to be real mad about that in 12 seconds.
10. It's actually down to 10 seconds now.
Oh. High-speed internet. Thank you, Fios. Quit staring at us on the screen. Talk about something. Give me something here.
Let's... I was reading the comments.
Okay. Ignore the comments.
Next question. Winter driving.
What am I driving?
No, winter driving.
Winter driving. This is kind of like, this is a touchy one for me because now that I'm back on deliveries, delivering furniture again, I have to drive this monster 27-foot truck. No matter what the weather is, because we start our day at 6 in the morning, and the people who decide whether we do or do not...
I'll get a Christmas present, and you're not from Annie.
I'm sure... But I changed religions for this.
Oh, Annie, question. Is Chinese a religion?
No, Annie, statement. Chinese is a religion. I'm celebrating New Year's on the 1st. Don't ask. She's not true Asian. She's bad Asian. She's Twinkie. You're Oreo, she's Twinkie.
We're getting a little racist here.
That's fine by me. You can't say nothing about it, because I'm Asian. I'm Chinese now, so I'm allowed to say these things. I'm true Asian. What's white on the outside and yellow on the inside? Snowman. No, that's not it. That didn't even make sense. I'm not worried about what
you... Oh my god, was what she replied. So I'm guessing the answer is no.
I don't even know what we're talking about at this point.
Hey, Ann, if you want, call in.
That'll help eliminate a lot of it.
Chinese is not a religion, and I'm ABC.
And bad ABC? Chinese. A bad Chinese. That's no. Twinkie. I'm going with Twinkie. To said and shall be so. Peace be with you and also with you. Moving on.
Winter driving.
What was the... winter driving. So I got to drive in this monster truck in the snow, and the people that decide whether or not it's too bad for us to be out on the road don't come into work until like 8 o'clock, so I'm already at like 3 deliveries deep. My day's already started. I've already wrecked and killed 3 people before they decide that we shouldn't be out working. Aside from that, like in my own personal car, I don't really mind driving in the snow so much, except for I had a lady cut in front of me, and I fender bendered her. And it messed up my windshield spray juice.
Hi, Annie.
Stuff. Say something mean. I double dog dare you.
Chinese is not a religion. Chinese? I'm not buying you a present. It was meant for Joel.
Fine. I don't want a present. Chinese is a religion. And it's at least a way of belief of living. I'm not celebrating New Year's until April.
Buddhism is a religion.
Fine, then Buddhist can be a Chinese too if he wants. He can be whatever he wants in this day and age. Trump's America or something. I don't know what I'm talking about now. Do you celebrate New Year's in April?
It's actually in February this year.
What? Oh, man. All right, I'm not Chinese anymore. I'm out.
It keeps moving.
Well, how does that work?
Well, because the Chinese calendar is more accurate than the standardized one that we use.
That's a little bit arrogant of you, first of all.
It's true, though.
How is it more accurate?
Because it goes by, like, the moon phases and, like, the changing of the season and, like, the orbit of the Earth and... and all that other crap.
So what you're saying is we're going to have April weather in February this year.
I don't think that's how that works.
Yes, yeah, she said yes. All right, I'm back to Chinese because I like warm weather. Why am I not getting a present? Hypothetically, Annie, if you were to buy me a present, what would you buy me?
I don't know. I think I would first ask you what you would want.
You're supposed to ask. That takes all, like, the fun out of it. You're supposed to just, like...
Well, I have an idea what to buy Joel, only because of,
We've lost Annie. She just drove through a tunnel.
Yeah, you drove through a tunnel or something.
I think we have too many guests.
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Crystal clear.
No, I have an idea what I want to buy Joel because it's something that he needs and I think he would love it.
Well, let's not ruin the surprise. That's for next episode. Is this going to air before Christmas? This is our live
it's
one.
It's airing
this right
now.
I get so confused with this. I don't know where we are anymore. It only airs now depending on the phases of the moon and the weather and the change of the season.
It's airing now.
Damn it.
Where
is
now?
With the 10 seconds.
You don't... 10 seconds if you're in America, but in China...
Everywhere.
It's going to be... No, not until February.
It's everywhere, Joe.
Joel, you just don't understand.
I set this up. I know when it's airing.
I think you lost a light bulb on your sweater.
Nope.
No, you're all good.
You're all good. He goes to recycle. I actually had a meeting for Toastmasters, and I was wearing the sweater, and the woman running the meeting was like, I'm sorry, I got distracted by the sweater.
And are you watching the show right now, or are you out and about doing something?
Well, I was watching the show, but since I'm... what you guys are doing right now.
Is Joel's sweater too distracting for the show?
Kind of, because you're just focusing on him, even though you're listening. Like, let's say you were talking. I was listening to what you were saying, but I was staring at
Joel's sweater.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Yeah,
the sweater's a boss.
I'm being upstaged by your sweater.
And you can wear it until February.
What?
Right. Till New Year's.
Till New Year's. Which is in February of this year.
Well, Ted, I'm wearing an ugly sweater that I made for work. That's what the fuck I'm wearing.
Get with the program.
So what are you guys doing for New Year's?
Celebrating Valentine's Day. That's what I'm doing. I don't know about the Americans over here. But that's my game plan.
We're going to head at a friend's house. And hopefully not get hit by anything crazy.
I do the same thing every year for New Year's. I'm gonna sit around my house and have like one beer and then fall asleep at 8:30. That's how it's gonna go. Like I don't do anything fun. I think we're supposed to eat like a pretzel or something. I don't know. Like we don't have. Do you guys have any? Do you do any New Year's tradition, Joel?
Well.
Do you do the New Year's pretzel? I'd never heard about that until like a handful of years ago.
Well, Kristen does the New Year's pretzel. I'm on the ride. I myself don't have New Year's traditions other than, hanging out with my wife.
Wait, what do you do for New Year's?
Don't you people eat, like, cabbage or something?
You people?
What do you mean, you people?
like white people?
You people, yeah. You white people.
Well, I'm out.
I'm out. Well, I know
like ham and cabbage? Yeah, actually.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, the kielbasa you're supposed to eat on New Year's Day. I know that.
You're supposed to eat, yeah, we do pork or something. I think mm-hmm. It's like the...
Ham is pork.
Ham and cabbage?
I mean, being new to the Chinese religion, what do we do for New Year's? I need some guidance.
In February?
Yes, in February.
Tara said your New Year's is lame.
My New Year's is lame? Oh, yeah, my New Year's is... Well, it's in January. Well, February, we're going to rock out. As soon as Annie tells me what we do. What do we do for New Year's, Annie?
So we have dinner with our family usually, and then we burn fake money to our ancestors.
I've heard of this before.
And
it goes up to
we make like all kinds of different food, like duck and stuff like that, and like this rice noodle thing.
Do you eat the whole duck or just the eyeballs?
I don't eat the duck's head.
Just the feet.
My parents probably do.
Alright, so I'm going to burn some
by the way,
money and,
the question came up again, Annie. What's in dragon tea?
A lot of different
even heard of dragon tea.
Annie's mom makes us tea. When Annie gets sick, she gives the tea, and she feels better. So I've been calling it dragon tea for the past, like, 6 years.
That's a little racist of you. That's super offensive, Joel. That's not the whole podcast we're running here, okay?
Compared to what you said the past 20 minutes.
All right, so February what? When do we celebrate?
I honestly don't know. I need to look at a Chinese calendar.
Man, you are a bad Asian.
How do you feel about winter driving, Annie?
I really suck at driving in general, you know, because I'm Asian. And then, secondly, I
this show is so offensive.
But I have an all-wheel drive SUV, so that kind of makes me feel a little more secure.
We put silver out on the window. I kind of went back a couple steps there, but my mom used to do, for some reason, you always put money on the windowsill New Year's Eve, and then you bring it in after New Year's Day. That way you have money from silver. It has to be something silver.
I know what I did for New Year's. I watched the clock change. That's my tradition.
Do you count down with Dick Clark?
I just count down and watch the clock change.
Dick Clark counting down, it was like 3 years ago or something, where like it was going 10, 9, and he's like 7, 5, 16, 3. Like he was so far off, it was ridiculous and embarrassing.
Is he still alive?
I think he's still alive, but he's not doing
He's not doing that show.
Yeah, no, it's, what's his face? Ryan Seacrest doesn't know.
Seacrest out.
Seacrest out.
Was that last year Mariah Carey was on there just drunk out of her mind trying to say there was audio issues?
It was audio issues and the teleprompter was down. That's her story.
She should still know her song. I mean, like, I do remember that. That was a good one last year.
Yeah. Christmas movies. What must you watch every year?
Die Hard, the best Christmas movie of all time.
For me, it's Die Hard and Bad Santa.
I actually do. I keep going back to the Grinch thing, but the Grinch movie with Jim Carrey, I love that movie. I do. I watch that every year. Christmas carols drive me bonkers, though. I cannot handle Christmas songs because they start so early on that I'm insane with them by the time they roll around. There's like two Christmas songs I actually like, but even those, like, I just can't.
So in the first floor where I work, there's a candy shop. I'll get ice cream there, I'll get a brownie sundae. Because I'll get ice cream now, and life is great. So I went down there the one day, and they're playing Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. They played a song, and then Let It Snow again. I'm like, that's not right. That's way too close.
See, there's so many remakes of Christmas. There's only like 10 Christmas songs.
It was the same exact song.
Everybody remakes all these songs. So even like at my work, you hear them over and over and over.
Do you remember that the Christmas Donkey song?
No.
Dominic the Christmas Donkey? Yes, I've heard that.
No.
I just heard about this last week. It's a song about Dom the Christmas Donkey because he takes Christmas presents up the mountain because the reindeers can't go up the mountain. They can fly! You're telling me some donkey can make it and the reindeer can't? That's crap. And Baby It's Cold Outside, that's a rapey song.
That is a very...
That's one of my two!
Very rapey
that's
song.
One of the two songs I actually like. It's flirty. It's not rapey. It's not forceful. What are you doing on the phone? She's... Let's let the whole rest of the show just be Annie making noises on the phone.
I am so sorry. I was getting dressed, okay?
That brings up a couple questions.
I had taken a shower and I was getting dressed.
Visualizing this, okay.
Karen wants to know which Christmas song gets on your nerves the most.
Which one? Actually, there's a song, Marshmallow World. I'd never heard it in my entire life until I started working at the furniture store. And it came on the radio, and I was like, I like this. This is a good song. And one of the guys I work with was like, no, you don't. And I'm like, pretty sure I do. It's a really cool song. And it's the Rat Pack. What's his name? Dean Martin sings it. So I was like, I really dig this song, and then they played it about a gajillion times, and now anytime Marshmallow World comes on the radio, I want to shoot myself in the face, because it got played out way, way, way too much. Annie, what's your favorite Christmas song? Annie's still getting changed.
Well, I don't really have a classic Christmas song that I like.
favorite.
I like the one.
Caramels.
I like the...
What is it?
I like Oi to the World by No Doubt.
Oi to the World by No Doubt. Okay. What's Christmas to Hollis?
What?
Christmas to Hollis.
I don't know that one.
Yes, you do. It's Run DMC, I believe.
Oh, okay. Now that you say that.
I jammed that.
But, you know, there's always DMX singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes, DMX, one of my favorite Christmas carolers of all time. You know who actually is, surprisingly, they do a lot of Christmas stuff, but they're a really good band that they don't get acknowledged for, is Hanson. Oombop. The Oombop guys are amazing. Oombop guys are awesome.
You're a 12-year-old girl in 1995.
No. They are such a good band. Like, they have a lot of really good music.
The words you're saying, I understand. But when you listen to that sentence, it doesn't make any sense.
I'm telling you, man, listen to Hanson's Christmas songs. If you like Christmas songs, even any of their music, because actually they're really a talented band. But they came out with the Oombop and what was the other one that they had that was like...
Crap.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is like they got a bad rep right out of the gate.
Cause it's crap.
But they're actually a really good band.
Well, wait till Joy gets back. He's a music guy.
Hold on. We lost the music guy right in the middle of music. We're having music history class, Annie.
Okay, Joe. That sounds wonderful.
All right, moving on.
Wait, what?
No, never mind. It's all right. We're just filling in for you. We've lost our entire.
Trophies?
Mm-hmm. Like, in Christmas trophies?
Have you ever won a trophy?
No, and now I'm kind of sad about it, because I never thought about it before, but I can't think of a single thing I've ever won, ever.
What about those ones you get when you, like, run little 5Ks, and it's like a participation ribbon or something like that?
No, I run, but I run, like, on my own. I don't run, like...
So tip was the clue is alcohol what you're drinking, because we all know Oombop is crap.
No, I'm not saying, first of all, Oombop is not a bad song. Second of all, I'm not saying that Oombop was a great song. I'm saying Hanson is an unrecognized great band.
By unrecognized great band, you mean crap band.
No,
yes.
They're not a crap band. They're really good. Hanson's good. Just because they look
Dwayne, Hanson, yay or nay?
Hanson, dude, I'll tell you what, man. They had some tunes back in the day. And I had to take that call. I know you guys invite me down here, and I'm just...
No,
it's about my rap. But they had some good songs, and my cousin, actually, whose husband I was just speaking to, is still a big fan of them, and she went and saw them a year or two ago and said that they crushed it. I mean, like, I listened to them back in the day. I had their first album. I ain't going to lie. And for what it was, I mean, it was good. Am I going to sit around and
I'll
listen to them now?
I'll accept your apology anytime you're ready.
No, but I'll tell you what.
I apologize for getting here.
I'm just saying, hey. Hanson's a good band.
Okay. Is it better than Shaq Diesel?
Man, I just... Now, like...
Shaq Diesel.
The Shaq Fu? Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, yeah.
His first album?
I haven't heard any of his stuff, though. No, we're talking Apple and Oranges here, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a totally different genre, and I mean, and nobody drops the bombs like Shaq Fu. I mean, he...
I didn't know that Shaq did music.
He did an album, I think it was like one of his first couple years after
favorite,
he came into the
NBA. What's
your
favorite line about the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, he's like, he's like... I lean on the Statue of Liberty when I get tired. Then I punch her in the stomach. I don't give a heck. And then some dude in the background's like, "Yo, Shaq, man, why'd you do that?" He's like, "Cause she breathed on my neck." Like, it was literally like it was one of those things. It's almost like that movie, The Room, now, like that. James Franco did that documentary thing about.
I just watched Room last Friday.
Okay, well, so you know how awful that movie is. Mm-hmm. I kind of have like the same inkling that like Shaq Fu is like a musical equivalent of like the Room album. Like he put so much into that, and at the time he had to be so proud and just like, this is a great body of work I've presented to the world. And now like
people were just like,
it's like when William Hung sings when she bangs, right?
Exactly. Like he's giving it his all and thinking he's doing great, and he's like, everybody's responding, but it's not really the responses that he thinks he's getting. Yeah.
Delusions of grandeur.
But Hanson, yeah, they're good, man. I'm sorry, they're good. They're solid. That's what I'm saying. And they've had a career for 20 some years.
I respect Wayne's opinion.
Okay, and it's a similar thing. I liken them to like Vanilla Ice. Okay, Vanilla Ice came out.
He was good.
Yes, no, but he was a one hit wonder, and then he disappeared. But if you listen to his stuff,
Ninja Rap.
Yeah. So one hit wonder, Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby. And that's it.
I will not stand here and be real Ninja Rap.
Ninja Rap. No, that's not the same. Anyways. His stuff, when he came back out as just under Rob Van Winkle's his name, when he came out as Rob Van Winkle and Reed, he's actually a really talented boy, and it's very different than Ice Ice Baby. Like, he has a totally different feel to his stuff, but he's a really talented guy that never was able to recover from that that persona that he
builds houses. What are you talking about?
Well, in between,
he has to build houses now, Joel. He was
a
famous rapper. And now he flips houses.
And in between coming back in that, he actually had a, like, death metal group. I don't know if you're aware of this. Back in, like, 99, 2000, he actually toured with, like, kind of sounding like Korn, like Slipknot, like harder, like that. And you would think, oh, well, hey, Rob Van Winkle's still at it. And yes, he was still at it because all they did was death metal versions of his Vanilla Ice songs. So this dude reinvented himself a multitude of times, and now he just flips houses.
He just has no jam in fourth grade.
He's what?
He was there jam in fourth grade.
Yeah, I wore one of those tapes out. I had that tape. And just, I wore that thing out, and I listened to the whole, it wasn't just Ice Ice Baby. It was Stop That Train. It was everything on that, like, that was a solid effort.
Every time Under Pressure comes on the radio, though, a tiny part of me goes, please. Please be Ice Ice
Same
Baby.
Here.
And then it's Under Pressure, and then like, you get that bittersweet where you're like, oh, but it's also really a good song.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know. I have to check out some of his other stuff, though. I didn't think. Was he Rob Van Winkle when he...
He was actually just going as Ice. And I ain't even going to lie. Like, I didn't want to bring this part into the conversation. I saw him at Laga back in the day. He was down there with a few other bands.
I saw him at... The place you don't like in South and
there's a lot of places I don't like. Oh, Metropole?
No, the church.
Oh, Altar Bar.
Altar Bar.
Yeah, but
a few years back.
Did you see the? Was it the metal version? Was he performing? Because when I saw him, it was actually pretty solid. It was weird and it was different and it was definitely crazy, but it was interesting to see like an artist like do a totally different interpretation of his own songs, and.
Well, he probably gets sued every time that song comes on. He's super duper ripped off Queen, man.
Well, he put that extra ting in the back.
That makes it totally different.
That's what you have to listen for when it comes on the radio.
You know so what? it put him on the map, though. Like, people know his name. Everybody knows who Vanilla Ice is. And the only reason you know who he is is
Ninja Rap.
Because it's Ninja Rap.
Ninja Rap.
I concede. All right. Give me something else to talk about.
The difference between you and me when we argue, I don't relent. You eventually give up.
No matter how wrong you are.
You do the same thing.
Sometimes. When are we building our life-size drone? Okay, yeah, keep making that noise. That's going to make me want to do it less.
So how many chairs do you want again?
How many chairs? No, trophies? No. I haven't done no trophies.
I've been on a tear at work. Because, like, last year I won the trophy for fantasy football, which I never played before. That was a fluke.
That's wild that you, of all people, won a fantasy football
trophy. I won the regular season of the playoffs. But I won a trophy for my chili last, like, 2 months ago. And then I won that. Well, I didn't really win. I kind of earned the trophy. Well,
that's winning.
Going to Philly, I was told I couldn't make it to Philly by 5 o'clock. So, it became a challenge. So, Annie made me a trophy. And if I got there before 5, I got the trophy 4:38.
Would you make him a trophy out of Annie?
A real trophy. It's a real trophy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lie.
Joel, where do you have it? Is it in your house
it's actually at work. Show? It's at work with the other trophies I have at work.
You have a trophy case at work?
It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad. I have a participation trophy from Toastmasters. So I've got like 4 trophies at work.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. Like, one time at work, we were selling, when I was working at the restaurant, we had a contest to sell the most onion rings, and I won that, but we didn't really get anything for it. I think I got, like, a free lunch.
What about certificates?
Gift certificates?
No, certificates. Like, I didn't, in elementary school, they just give certificates for stupid crap.
I couldn't tell you if I have anything. I have something for some certification class I did for the restaurant a while ago. I'm CPR certified.
That's going to count for something. That's it.
Certification.
Do you have one for flag football?
No.
Or for surfing?
No.
You know what I'm referencing?
Do you have one?
No. Do you know what I'm referencing, though?
No.
I'm going to get you Sokka.
I don't remember that. I never saw it.
Well, Damon Wayans, he goes to war and comes back. He's got all these medals and stuff. And they get this firefight. He's like, I thought you were in a war. He goes, no, this one's for paperclip football. This one's for surfing. He has all these awards for nothing worthwhile.
Now I want to watch that movie, Joel.
It's a good one.
Awesome.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
I'll put it on my to-do list.
It's awesome. What else we got here? Well, we already talked about the Emmy sweater contest. Because
gift wrapping. Do you gift wrap?
I'm a gift wrapping machine.
I figured you either were going to be one side of the fence or the other. Like, I knew
I
you were
like, whatever. I don't like doing it. If you notice, whenever we go to your birthday parties for your children, they get bags.
Yeah, you don't wrap anything. That's right.
No, I do wrap stuff for Christmas because I have to. But if I have a choice between wrapping and not wrapping, it's not getting wrapped.
See, I hate wrapping. And I purposely, you know how
this table here? This table, actually, this is my Christmas setup usually. I've got actually a box somewhere that has like 8 different types of wrapping paper. And I've got like a couple bows, and I got like special tape. And it's like a convention. It's like a, and I do all this measurement when I do it. It's like craziness. I'm like,
I can't stand it. I hate it. And I think a lot of it just because it's overwhelming. Because with all of the gifts that we have for the kids and stuff, we have to. I mean, like, it's a whole event. Like, we end up just wrapping and wrapping and wrapping and wrapping for so long that I don't care what it is. If you do anything continuously enough, then you're gonna go, this sucks. I don't want to do it anymore. You just finally get tired of it. And that's where, like, I get, like, I put stuff in, and I'm just like, flop, 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 done, tape, and I push it aside, and I'm just over with it as quick as I can. You can tell when I wrap a gift, because it is, like, corners that are hanging out. I don't care if the underside of the wrapping paper is showing through. Like, I put zero effort into it. I kind of close it up and tape it as quick as I can, and then just shove it aside. Some people really, Andy, do you like gift wrapping?
I'm sorry, it's going to get really windy sounding, but yes, I actually do like gift wrapping, but there's, like, crap that you can't stick in or, like, wrap, so then I have to shove it into a bag, and then I feel bad.
See, I throw stuff in boxes and then wrap it.
That's why you never gift a basketball. Do you do a lot of gift wrapping, or do you get out of it?
No. I have to. I can't wrap anything. I will, if I get things for her, I attempt to wrap them. Usually I'll wrap one or two things because I kind of shop for her in increments. The rest of the things that I purchase later on, I'm that dude at the little kiosk at the mall, like, yo, can you people wrap this stuff? Like, and then anything that we buy jointly for
you
friends,
even buy
family.
At the mall, sir.
Yeah, I bring stuff in, like, in my backpack. I'm like, yo, I'm like, why are you wrapping that one thing I bought here? Can you wrap it? You know?
This looks handmade.
See, the last thing is Amazon, for an extra couple bucks, they'll wrap it for you.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
It's a little expensive, but, you know, well, I was made of money. Probably do that all day long.
See, there's too many gifts for us to do something like that. I couldn't afford to. If it was 10 cents a gift, I would go broke doing it. So. Yeah, I don't. But, like, my thing is also, like, I try to push it all off on her. But I think, like, a lot of it stems from, my mom was one of those people where, like, she hated gift wrapping also. So, like, if we would get any kind of gifts, like, it would be wrapped in a Walmart grocery bag. Like, it was just tied into a knot and there you go. Like, that's what you got. Nothing was ever gift wrapped at our house. Next. Fire another one at me.
Okay.
Dun, dun.
giant stuffed animals.
You actually have some story about this too. You didn't you get the oh yes, we had this conversation.
No, tell me the thing about the stuffed animals. So Black Friday, Tara and Kristen bought some giant stuffed teddy bears.
How many, Joel?
Three.
All right.
So there's three on the couch. So
the big old honking stuffed teddy bears.
The human sized teddy bears.
Yeah, like the 6 foot ones or something.
So move the bears, put two of them on the thing. I'm like, okay. So I put one on the ottoman. I flipped the other one and put him on top of the other bear and didn't say a word. Tara didn't notice it.
Mouth to genital resuscitation is what he has going on here.
Chris comes in like 2 minutes later. What the hell? They're teddy bears. I'm like, what?
Teddy bears in a three-way, or what I like to call a menage a pas.
No, it's only two. It's only two bears.
That ruins my joke when it's only two. Damn it.
But that got me thinking, how do you feel about giant stuffed animals? Because you've got two daughters who one day might get a stuffed animal.
No, we have giant stuffed animals, and I slowly throw them away. I sneak them out of the house. We also, stuffed animals are in a huge abundance in our house. Like, there's so many of them that, like, they're towered up in all corners of the house. So I do, like, every so often I go through and I collect up all the stuffed animals and all the toys in general, and I just, like, start chucking them out. But I, like, pick and choose. Like, what I'll do is I'll take, like 5 or 6 of them, and then I'll wait a couple weeks, and then I'll take a couple more. So you're right around, like, springtime when you get in that spring cleaning mode. Like, that's whenever I go through and start flushing all my stuff out. But, and I one time went through and took all these raggedy-looking dolls and went, all right, garbage. And it turns out they were American Girl dolls. And when I found this out, I went, so what? Who cares? American Girl, either way, they were dirty. They were garbage. They're apparently worth a lot of money. And I chucked them in the trash. They went straight in the dumpster. Yeah, I tossed out several American Girl dolls and did not know what that meant at all. So, what about you, Annie? How do you feel about the giant stuffed animals? Like the life size one. Or in your case, twice life size. They're double you.
You're breaking up again. Nope.
Annie's out. All right. Moving forward. Did you see the ones, the stuffed animal bear that was like, it looks like it's monstrous and it says it's like 6 foot tall, and then they show it from a different angle and the legs are like 3 foot of the 6 foot tall? Did you see this one?
I have not.
Somebody was like scamming, selling these things on whatever, on like Amazon or something, and like advertising as these big bears. And they have them set so you see the feet and you see the teddy bear and you think it's this monster one, and then like somebody bought it and they showed it from like the side angle instead, and it's like the legs are literally like half of what the teddy bear is.
That's awesome.
All right, moving forward. What else we got? How where are we at on time?
Maybe 10 more minutes.
All right. Annie's still with us?
Nah, she hung up.
She died.
Oh, she's probably mad at me.
I'll call her back. This is an awesome podcast, and let me tell you.
610, it's a Nashville number. I'm running it now. 615.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess depending on where I am in the store, the reception's probably going to go in and out.
Do you just like shop while you listen to our show all the time? Every time we talk to you, you're like shopping.
Well, because it's usually on a Sunday that you guys do a show, and on Sundays I like to go to Target.
Plus, she's a secret shopper.
Are you a secret shopper?
I am.
Now that I'm Chinese, am I allowed to be a secret shopper? Is that exclusive to just us?
Who's us?
Us, the wee people, the Chinese.
Oh my god. Not that I know of.
Do I have to learn Kung Fu?
I don't know it, but it would be beneficial.
She's not wrong there. It's definitely. I can think of several situations where it would come into play. Like if somebody tries to steal my purse, I could kung fu fight them and get my purse back. If I carried a purse, do I have to start carrying a purse now, or a satchel?
A man purse.
A nurse, not to be confused with a male nurse. Do I have to get better at math? How good do I have to become at math to become Chinese?
God, I don't know, because I'm not really good at math. They might actually deport me from being Asian.
You're going to lose your card.
Oh, my God. So She texted me this picture of this math problem a couple nights ago.
Some Goodwill Hunting stuff?
Now, I have a master's degree. And a Bachelor of Science. Pretty smart guy. I'm looking at third grade math going, the answer's not on this paper.
Like, is this what? Like for the kids? Like yes. The kids have this math problem?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was first grade math. It was first grade math, and I couldn't figure it out. I had to email the teacher.
That's awesome. Was it that weird Common Core stuff that they're teaching the children now, or?
No, they don't do the Common Core yet. I think that's like third grade or something like this. This is apparently fact families, and I didn't know anything about it being a fact family because it didn't say anything about it being a fact family.
This is one of the reasons I did not do well in math classes. Because, here, solve this problem. There's like 10 ways to solve it. Which way do you want me to do it?
The right way.
The right way is to use a calculator.
All those years growing up, teachers were like, you're not going to carry on a calculator with you all the time. Every phone on the planet.
There's only one instance where that is true. You know what that was?
What?
Red Planet.
Red Planet?
The movie Red Planet with Val Kilmer and Carrie Ann Moss.
Listen, I watch a lot of movies, and you've like said four different movies in this episode that I have not seen.
Red
you
Planet.
Made four, at least four references.
In the movie Red Planet, we trash the Earth, go to Earth, form Mars, but something goes wrong.
So who's in this movie?
Carrie Ann Moss, Val Kilmer, and some other people.
All right, I don't remember it.
Anyway.
Well, Val Kilmer's in it, so it must be good.
It is. So they crash on this planet, right? And they don't know where they are. And Valkyrie makes us math. That's what Matthew should tell us all these years. There might be that day where you don't have a calculator and you need to figure something out. And here we are.
Here's the day. I'm going to break out my abacus. Alright, give me something else.
If you could be any type of tomato, what would it be?
If I could be any type of tomato? That's the worst question ever. Beefsteak, obviously.
You want another question?
Sun-dried.
If you could be any kind of chili pepper, what kind of chili pepper would
Roma
you be?
Tomatoes.
I think Annie's still on the 10-second delay. Do you have real questions, or are you just going to start asking me if I want to be different types of food? If I were to be a type of food, eggplant. Because of how insinuative it is. Annie, cherry pie?
If you had your tooth front teeth, what would you want for Christmas?
Wait, what was that question? If you had to lose your front teeth?
If you had your tooth front teeth, what else do you want for Christmas?
Because of the song, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. Joel's become witty.
Then I would want to learn how to whistle. Yeah. Because I can't whistle. Can't blow bubbles with gum, either.
Yeah. You can't blow bubbles with gum? Seriously?
I can't whistle, either.
Can you pat your head and rub your stomach?
I can do that.
Can you do it, Joel? It's an awesome movie.
Joel, can you do it?
And
Joel. Do it.
I don't want to mess up the sweater.
You can't do
this. This is not machine washable. No. There's two sticks of hot glue in this thing.
That's more machine than it is machine washable.
Yes, it is.
Annie, can you pat your head and rub your stomach?
I think so, for maybe like 3 seconds.
Just lie and say you can't. We can't prove it anyways. All right, I interrupted you.
Until you get me on the show and then we have to do it in like
When are you coming on the show? It's a quick 6-hour drive. It's a hop, skip, and a jump.
I'm coming out there next weekend.
Next weekend? Oh, good.
Yeah.
I think I have a thing next weekend.
You do.
I'm fairly certain one of my children
will be
born.
You have your birthday party. Yeah. Ah, crap. I got to buy a gift card. Yeah. I'll do it tomorrow.
What are you coming in next weekend for?
Just to visit. And then one of my other friends from Cal, she wanted to see me. I haven't seen her for a long time.
A friend I know?
I don't think so. She worked for the newspaper. Her name's Amanda.
She does not like long walks on the beach.
That I don't know. Annie, do you remember when I thought I was allergic to you?
Yes, vaguely.
And it ended up being your laundry soap?
Yeah, well, I used Tide.
I didn't make this story up. I just wanted to
prove
that
I knew you didn't make it up. That's the sad part. That's the sad part. You didn't make it up. I was hoping you made it up.
No. Unfortunately, that is absolutely and totally true. That legitimately happened. I apologize for that. And now, being Chinese myself, I feel like I've offended and possibly could be allergic to myself.
So it
You know what? I've gotten over the allergy, so I can use Tide again, but I don't even know what I use, honestly.
So I think you were probably using that as an excuse.
To not spend time with you. No.
That seems like something you would do.
No, because you changed your laundry soap and it all was good. So no, it's, I did. I used to be allergic to Mr. Bubble, the bath wash. I was allergic to that, and I was allergic to Tide laundry soap.
Did Mr. Bubble touch you in the wrong way? Is that why you're allergic to him?
He wishes. Mr. Bubble should be so lucky.
And we've done it.
Are we there?
Yep.
Is it time to call it quits?
Well, we can keep going, but...
Andy, do you want to do our outro?
Actually, Andy, do you have any questions for us?
None that I can think of right now. I really should just come up with a list and keep it on my phone so that I have it ready.
You should. For next time. Mm-hmm. We enjoy questions. Did we get any comments? We need to cover any questions.
I already covered them all. All
right. Okay. All right. Andy, do you want to do our outro? Thank everybody for joining us and tell them to join us next week.
Is it going to actually be next week or should it be next time?
No, next week.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. And please join Joel and Joe and
Dwayne.
Whoever else.
And whoever else. Dwayne will be here next week.
Next week, tune in. Stream of Consciousness.
Podcast. Joel gets really grumpy if you don't say podcast at the end.
No, I get grumpy when you do it because you've done this like 20-some times.
Still don't know. I don't like talking like in public, so...
You're not in public. You're
just I don't like phone. Pooping in public.
Not me either.
Did I tell you about Century 3?
No.
You were at Century 3? It's still open?
No, this is years ago. I was in college. When Century 3, I had to go to the bathroom. In the stall. Guy runs in, kicks the stall open, points at me, laughs, and runs off.
Oh my god.
Were you being punked?
Why did you not have the door locked?
The door was locked!
And you just broke it down? Like,
yes!
Wow.
So, did you ever see the movie Welcome to the Dollhouse?
No, I have not.
There's a scene in there where this girl, they call her Wiener Dog. And they're, like, really mean to her, and there's, like, this guy that's a bully to her, and
who's
into, I think, the girl's bathroom, and he goes, I want to watch you shit.
What's the Harold Kumar? Whenever they watch you in the bathroom, and the girls are, oh, my God, dude, I laugh so hard, I pee my pants watching that.
When they were playing Battleships?
Yes. That's one of the best scenes in any movie ever. All right, let's sign out of this one. Thanks, Annie. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Dwayne, for being a special guest for us.
Thank you for having me.
Bye,
and,
guys.
We'll see some of you next week. All right, join us next week on Stream of Consciousness Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and
Player FM.
Player FM.
Google.
And, of course,
Google
on
Play.
iPod, something or other. Mm-hmm. iPad, iPod, iTunes.
App Store.
Not on
the App Store.
Do we need an app? Because I don't want to write an app.
Yes, we do then.
Fine.
All right. Night, everybody.
Good night.
Night.